Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I am so excited to introduce you guys to a CEO, Maria Carell, CEO of Revision Skincare. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Very excited to be here.
Well, everybody wants to know a little bit about you. So tell us something, your personal background, what put you where you are today?
I may start with a funny accent because everybody listening will figure that out where she's coming from. So I speak Swenglish, which is a combination of Swedish and English, and born and raised in Sweden, but have lived abroad in multiple countries, France, Spain, US, and now I've been in Dallas for the last 6 years.
Amazing. And you've worked in pharma and a few different companies. Yeah, do you feel like you've found your home at Revision now? Like you're really thriving?
I really
thriving.
Do. And if I go back to my entire career, I spent more than 20 years in pharmaceutical industry and a lot of dermatology, but more on the medical derm side. But I've always been fascinated by the skin. It's our biggest organ. It's the armor, you know, we have to protect us from everything. Mm-hmm. And I always felt that it's still a little bit underloved and underserved. So it's been a common theme. But my first entrance to aesthetics was in 2010. And then I was the CEO of QMed, which is Restylane. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that was a public company in Europe. And then eventually we sold the company to Galderma. So that's become the foundation of the aesthetic business at Galderma. Went back to pharmaceutical, but I felt this combination of life science and aesthetics, it was extraordinarily intriguing. So when I got the opportunity in 2017 to join Revision, I just couldn't say no. It felt, this is it. And I haven't regretted for a day.
Well, since you came to the company in 2017, I really feel like you've changed the flavor of the company and you've brought your uniqueness to it. I love your tagline, which is relentless innovation and advanced skincare. That's amazing right there. That so says it all.
I actually think it says it all. And being in this industry for many, many years, I think we all feel there is so many brands, there are so many products, and what makes something different. So when I met the team behind Revision, and not the least the science behind Revision, I was blown away. I felt it was different. I felt this is a hidden gem. The view on science coming from pharmaceuticals, it was more looked upon almost like pharma in how we think about development, clinical research. So, but it was unknown. It was a small company that I felt had tremendous potential. And it's like, how can we continue and even do more from an innovative perspective and also from a science and clinical research? Because we need to actually prove what our products do. We can't just say they work. We need to prove it. Mm-hmm. And I think that has differentiated us, ourselves from a lot of other companies.
I think a lot of that comes from maybe your pharma background, that you have to have positive scientific proof that something's working or changing the outcomes, right?
I think so. And I don't know if you, some of us, we may be a little bit skeptical. So it's not enough if you say something, prove it to me. Prove yeah. that this is actually working. I want to see the hard data. And I think that's how we're approaching things. So we've taken it and almost doing it like a pharmaceutical drug study when you actually apply for a drug. I say almost, we don't go all the way. But also there's so many things you can do. So we take biopsies, for example, and look at what happens under the surface of the skin that you may not see. We do ultrasounds. There are so many methods that you can use today to see how skincare is truly impacting the skin. And I think we're leaning into that.
I think the consumer is so unaware of that. Like on Instagram and TikTok, we are led by skin influencers who are generally speaking high school, college graduates who have no pharma background and absolutely no dermatology background, right? And they have a very cute, vibey aesthetic, and we just kind of fall into that. I don't know. I think that people reading ads and listening to facts from different skincare and makeup companies see that 80% of women saw improvement, and they don't realize that it's just kind of a general survey. Like in a room of 100 women, if you give 100 women free skincare, 80% are going to say, oh, yeah, I liked it, you know?
It's actually fascinating. I have two children, a son, he's soon 16, and a daughter, she's 13. being a girl that is 13, where do you think she finds her information? So, yes. Of course, she's heavily influenced by TikTok and other social media channels, despite the fact that her mother is actually working with skincare. And she can come to me and this brand, and they say this, and they do this. And I'm like, okay, how do you actually know that? But it's, to your point, it's really hard for a 13-year-old to know what's behind it.
Even a 30-year-old doesn't know.
No, and that's why I'm so excited that you are doing this, because my not secretive mission, but I think my mission beyond what we do on a daily basis is to raise the bar. I think we want to raise the bar for skincare companies, how we develop products, the quality of the products, the proof of the product. But it doesn't matter if there isn't any education around it, and that's where you come in. So when I see specialists that really know what they're talking about, spreading that message and educating consumers and patients, it warms my heart. And I think I'm rooting for you. And the more Dr. K's there mm-hmm. are out there, the better people will know what to do to take care of their skin. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, of course. It's a mission. I think we're so undereducated, and there should be a class in grade school and elementary school where you learn about your body and your skin, how things work and what's damaging and what's beneficial. Like, no one teaches you that. You have to just pick it up along the way. So yeah, the more we educate, the better.
I wish someone would have taught me when I was a teenager. I grew up in the era of being in Sweden. It's very cold.
Yes.
Winters are long. We love the sun. So as soon as the sun came out, I was out there, no sunscreen, olive oil, going to the Mediterranean. And I pay for it today.
Today,
and
yes.
I wish someone would have told me at the time, be careful and try to protect your skin. You're going to live with it for a very long time.
Exactly. Can you imagine if we taught middle school kids like a whole 1 week on acne and how to take care of your skin? Like,
oh, yeah.
They don't even know the basics of how to wash their faces. But you are constantly innovating and pushing the line of what is next. And one thing I love is your new product, which I want you to talk a little bit about how it improves mitochondrial health. This is the DEJ Daily Boosting Serum, and it's one of the first products that I've seen look at cellular metabolism at the mitochondrial level and seeing that skincare can actually change what the powerhouse of the cell is doing, the mitochondria.
It can. And you asked me, and thank you for saying that we're innovative. I think we're based as a company on innovation. So I want to go back and talk about the history behind that, because I think it speaks to not just how we operate, but how exciting things are in skincare. So when I joined Revision, we're looking at new technologies every day. We are in a luxurious position that many innovators come to us with something and they want to pitch it and say, we have this amazing technology, what do you think? And partnering with our chief scientific advisor, Tatiana Kononov, that has been with the company for many years, she's been assessing one technology after the other, and she's very discerning. So when I joined the company, everything was a no. No, no, no. You know, mm-hmm. it didn't live up to her expectations or standards until we met with Dr. Pettigrew. So Dr. Pettigrew is the brain behind the technology in the DJ serum. And what's so fascinating, so he's a neurologist. Mm. And he's actually a pediatric neurologist. He has two specialties. A brilliant mind. And he looked at brain disorders, especially for children. Mm. But he wasn't a big pharma, typical, traditional, let's prescribe something. He wanted to look for alternative methods. So he found this sunflower extract technology, but it was actually for brain disorders that he started doing the research. However, you know this, when we, you know, as the fetus is developing, the brain and the skin come from the same place. So there are so many correlations. So this brilliant mind, he was thinking, well, if it has an impact on the brain, could it have an impact on the skin? Mm-hmm. And started looking into that, and it has. So it's a completely different mind. And many times in science, and you know that many drugs of today, they started something different. We have Viagra is probably the most famous example. It was a heart disease, heart medication. And there are multiple. Latisse is another one. It wasn't for aesthetic use. This was a little bit similar. It was thought for something else. And then you see that it has this amazing impact on the skin cells. So this was 2017, and it took us 5 years in development and research to really finalize and get this product to perfection and also prove it out. And this is where we, as I mentioned, did biopsies on patients. We actually ask people to make a little hole in their face to really see what the product does. But we can measure that it's impacting the energy in the cell, which is just unheard of. So it's a completely novel thing, and it boosts everything.
Yeah.
It boosts your skin, but it also boosts everything else you put on your skin. Think about that. It's like your retinol, your vitamin C, everything else is becoming more impactful when you put this product on.
So the mechanism is not fully understood, but something about the sunflower extract is able to turn on mitochondrial activity, and your mitochondria being the powerhouse that makes ATP and energy sources and drives the enzyme reactions. Everything is sped up to a much more youthful state.
Correct. And it's the sprouting process that is actually generating this. The challenge, though, when you do skincare, and especially if you use something organic, it's less stable and it's more challenging to formulate and to be repetitive, that is consistent. Mm-hmm. So it took years in the making to really make this extract to perfection. So we know that every time we manufacture a new batch and we do it, it's going to perform exactly the same. But it's exactly that. In that sprouting process, you have this proprietary impact, and we can see, we don't know everything to your point, many times you don't know exactly, but what we can measure is that it's impacting the energy in the cell.
So cool. And they had a beautiful picture on the cover of a journal which showed immunofluorescent activity, where you could see the mitochondria really react and light up with the antibody staining.
That's a very, again, there's so many good methods today to prove this out. And this is, I'm glad you mentioned that. So what it is that you can actually visually see how the energy is increasing by this method. And we need energy. We need energy for everything. The body needs energy. And unfortunately, it's depleting over time.
It helps with that dull, tired adult skin feeling.
It does. And when we started talking about this, we discussed skin fatigue. And I was wondering.
That is such a good concept.
It is a good concept. And I was like, that is a
real
thing.
Everyone experiences
yes.
it. And everyone feels adult dullness versus children have glowy, fresh, circulating skin. And adults have dull, you know, inelastic skin that just is fatigued.
And that's exactly what it is. So boosting the energies, boosting the skin in itself so it mm-hmm. can become less tired, but it's also, again, boosting everything else you do. And many times you can think about when you go for a treatment with an energy device, for example. You do that on a frequent basis, but then you go home between your treatments. And how do you keep it up? How do you actually support that treatment and the impact of it between treatments? That's what this is doing as well.
So do you have some favorite treatments that you like to do for your skin, like microneedling or radiofrequency or anything like that?
I like microneedling a lot. I'm a big fan. And I also like lasers, some mm-hmm. lasers. I haven't done any ablative lasers, but I do think it's helping with radiance. It's helping with evenness, even skin tone. Back again to my sins in my 20s in the sun, it's certainly helping for that. So I think everything that is just supporting the health of the skin, and that's what Revision is about. It's all about the long-term skin health of the skin. And everything doing that, if it's a treatment, if it's your skincare regimen, that's, for example, why we formulate in a very specific, particular way for long-term skin health, because our aspiration as a company, we want you to use products every day consistently, because that's when you get the results. Yeah. And it has to be to just boost the health over time. So, for example, this is another thing that I don't think a lot of people think about. All of our products are formulated at the skin neutral pH. And if you put something very acidic on your skin, it's irritating. If mm-hmm. you put something very basic. However, it's hard to formulate with that pH in mind. So we're taking the harder route, but that's one thing. And then we also always think about the microbiome. So when we formulate products, we always think about, same with the DJ serum, how can we protect the microbiome and give you a healthy state? Because then you're going to get a healthy skin. And guess mm-hmm. what? A healthy skin is a beautiful skin. And the more you use it, the more consistent you are, the better results you will get.
That's right. And maintaining the microbiome, the skin barrier, the pH, it's also important. And that only comes with quality manufacture and quality ingredients, which so many things are thrown together and, you know, made for influencers. They're coming out with their own makeup lines, their own skincare lines.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Personally, I think it's terrifying.
It is actually terrifying. And I just think back to, we are actually vertically integrated, meaning that we control the entire value chain and all our products are developed and manufactured in Dallas, in Texas. And what we, how we look at what we put into a product, it has to start with a good high quality ingredients.
Yeah.
If we take our antioxidant products, we use THD ascorbate instead of L-ascorbic acid.
Mm-hmm,
it costs
favorite.
20 times more.
Tetradexahexyl vitamin C, the most potent and best form.
The most potent, stable, but it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really start, this is fascinating. If you start to read the ingredients, you can find THD ascorbate on many products, but you see it far down on the list.
Yes.
So you can put it there, but it's more of L-ascorbic acid because it's costly, and we never compromise on that. We have also the luxury of being vertically integrated. We put everything into the products because we think that's the best for the patient. But again, it's hard for a consumer to know the difference.
Yeah, consumers have to be very aware of the fairy dusting concept where a small amount of product is placed in the bottle just so that the label can read with that name on it. But like you said, look at the ingredient list
and what
the
order.
Things at the top of the list.
Correct.
Yeah, the highest concentrations.
Same like food.
Exactly. What you put in is what you get out.
If cereals start with sugar, you probably shouldn't eat it. If that's the number one ingredient, yes.
Well, tell me about any sustainable or eco-friendly initiatives. Do you guys have things that you're doing to make sure that everything's environmentally sound? And
I think as every company today, you have to think through what's the impact on the environment. And not just the physical environment. I think we also take a lot of initiatives and pride in social responsibility and not just the nature, but also the humans living in the nature. And that's something that we do a lot at Revision. I think what we're doing is be conscious, you know, how we, what kind of products are we using? How is our supply chain? What's our recycling programs? You know, all the basics. And I don't think a company in 2023 can afford not to think about that. Mm-hmm. You have to think sustainably. But I want to take that beyond just the products. I also think it's a sustainable organization, society, and take some responsibility outside of your own company. I think that's very critical as well. I think we're beyond putting something together in a bottle and put it out there. It's like people want to know who's behind it. Mm-hmm. How is it to work for you? You know, how do you how's your culture? What do you stand for? There are so many more aspects that I'm curious. I think you think about as well when you run a business today.
It's so hard running a business today because you have to be everything to everybody. You have to be delivered to the consumer. They're very results oriented. And you have to nurture your staff and employees. And then you still have to meet the bottom line and you have to innovate and push. And like meeting the bottom line is harder and harder these days.
It is harder and harder. I think though, I think the way that you can sustainably if you work in an organization or if you lead an organization is authenticity. And that's something I would like to see for companies, you know, be authentic, say who you are, say what you do. As a leader, be authentic, both to everybody around you, because I think today you see through a lot of empty words and marketing. And it's almost like a plea to other companies, raise the bar in how you develop products, raise the bar how you prove your products, but also be sure you're authentic to everybody around you. That is, and guess what? If you do that, the bottom line will actually get there magically. You know, if you mm-hmm. focus on the right things, good things are happening. I can look at Revision. We have quadrupled the company, you know, mm-hmm. in the last years. And of course, we have a lot of new colleagues and everything. And I think what glues us together, we're very, very mission-driven. We're very passionate. We're almost obsessed. Not almost. We are obsessed with skincare. Yes. But I think that mission, that why do you get up in the morning? We actually do that because we want to help people to get more healthy and beautiful skin. That's that's what we do. If you keep that in mind, the financials normally tend to follow.
Yeah, when you follow your passion like that,
it works.
It does work. Mm-hmm. It definitely works. I think it's wonderful. You've grown the company so much. Congratulations on Ernst & Young named you an Entrepreneur of the Year. You got Entrepreneur of the Year award. That is huge. I'm so impressed. And you just won another award for leadership. Top 300 leaders, I heard. What was that about?
That was a ReLeaders Impact Award. So it is actually what impact is the company having in the world, in society, beyond what we do on a daily basis. Well, first of all, it's actually not, I'm not the one getting the award. I represent the company. I know, of course, they need to hand it over to someone, but it is truly a team effort, and none of this would not happen if we wouldn't have had the team we have. I'm so fortunate. I really, really feel every day. I work with the most amazing people you can think of. And talented, passionate, all that, but also really good human beings. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I say, I'm too old to work with people I don't like.
so I figured that out too, actually.
I need to work with people that yes, they can be super skilled, but I actually want to surround myself and I want to be surrounded by, and I want everybody else to be the same, by good human beings. And I think that's the core of Revision. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing group. So these awards, I think, is for everybody in the company. And of course, it's very nice that we are getting recognized for all the hard work, because it's years and years and so many hours and blood, sweat and tears that no one's seeing. Yes. When you stand there and receive an award, they don't
10
see
years
all
to be that overnight success.
Like exactly.
10 or 15
it's easy
years.
To see the end result. It's also very easy to forget about everything that went into that, which is a massive team effort.
How do you take care of yourself when you're such a busy person? You travel a lot, you lecture a lot. Are you teetering on burnout like I am all the time? Because I feel like I can push, push.
I actually have to admit that absolutely, I can be super tired. And I think the last years have been pretty intense. You know,
the last 2 years have been super intense.
They have. It started with COVID and everything was upside down, and you had to figure out how can we keep everybody safe around us, and how can we keep a company in business so people still have a job and everything. Yes. So that was stressful. And then we moved into the next phase and the next phase. And it feels like it's been unusually challenging the last year. So,
and admittedly, so much growth. During so much stress, there was so much growth.
Admittedly, I can get very tired. Yeah. I drink a lot of coffee. A lot of coffee. Embarrassingly amount.
Same.
Yeah.
Are you taking any supplements that you think are really good as far as, well, you're learning about mitochondrial health? Have you started taking NMN or NMR? Have you heard of these?
I actually don't take a lot of supplements. I'm checking my, I do take blood work and see how things are, but I'm a big believer in diet and fueling your body with the really good stuff. If there is a deficiency, personally, I actually have celiac, so I have some deficiencies, and then I need to support that. But I believe my strategy is to eat healthy, and then I add a lot of chocolate to that. I think that's the secret. That may be the
secret. 80-20 rule is 80% good, 20% enjoy your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very much 80-20. But I think my diet is pretty healthy. What I'm not as good at is getting enough sleep. That's always where I feel should try better.
That's something we should all work on this year. This year should be the year of better sleep, because sleep efficiency, that's where the skin remodels, that's where the body rebuilds. So important to recharge those batteries. But it's so hard, because it's hard to put the phone down at night, honestly.
It is hard to put the phone down. And I catch myself, I used to be a reader, and now I'm suddenly a Netflixer. And it feels fantastic to let your brain travel and watch something that you don't need to think a lot. But I do believe in taking that pause, and that's my actually 2023 New Year's resolution, is to try to read a little bit more.
I think that's so good. I'm like you. I used to have a book on the bedstand all the time, and lately it's not. It's like I'm turning some mindless thing on Netflix while I scroll my emails and do my social media. So it's like not even consciously absorbing. It's just...
But I actually think I'm horrible with this, and everybody around me would tell me that, because I'm on my phone, and that constant accessibility and availability. And that is something that won't change by itself. I do believe we need to be so conscious about changing behaviors. And I have acquired some bad behaviors when it comes to not taking that pause, go for a walk, meditate, do yoga, because that's how you refuel. And when I do that, everything is easier.
That's so true. I mean, the idea of leaving your phone home when you go on a walk, that's a little still terrifying too. But if we could get to that state of leave your phone in a locker somewhere for an hour or two, it'd be very refreshing.
Yeah. What do you do? I'm curious. How do you recharge?
Well, I've been trying to walk on the treadmill while doing emails, because I also struggle from like feeling like if I let things go for 24 hours, I have like 300 emails and then I can't catch up. So my solution to that was like kind of multitasking. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing a bad habit, like scrolling Instagram, I'm going to be on a treadmill while doing it. So that's kind of like, I'm doing a lot of habit stacking. So I'm trying to batch a good habit with a new habit I want to add.
Hmm.
So in the mornings, like if I have my, you know, lemon water and turmeric, then I'll also do something else good that I need to do. Like I'm doing 20 squats every morning and 20 squats every
night. That's good.
So kind of like habit stacking. That's been working for me.
Habit stacking. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah. It's a good one because you have a fixed habit you already do. Like, for example, you brush your teeth. So I tell my sculptor butt patients, they all need to do 20 squats every morning and think of me when they brush their teeth.
Oh, that's a fantastic advice. That's amazing. Now I'm going to do that too.
Yes.
I'm
going to
do the squats when I'm brushing my teeth. And people will think I'm crazy.
I know. And then I'm not like waiting to go to the gym. And it's like, okay, I'm brushing my teeth. I have to do it. It's such a simple hack. But I think, you know, productivity hacks. I like the idea of cloning myself. I don't know about you, but in order to be a successful businesswoman and entrepreneur, you have to get over the mindset that you need to do everything as the mother.
Oh, yes.
And
you
the
can't.
Woman of the house. You can't. You have to have an amazing helper, nanny, housekeeper, and you cannot feel guilty to hire people to clone yourself.
No, you cannot. And I remember when I had my children and there were these groups of moms, and everybody baked their own stuff. It's like, when am I going to do that? Because I was working while the kids were very, very tiny. So my cinnamon buns, which is what you do in Sweden, they came from 7-Eleven. And it wasn't home baked and everything. And for a split second, I felt bad about it until I didn't. And just told myself, of course, you know, you can't do it all. And if you try, you're going to fail. And I have... perhaps even excelled a little bit in not doing a few things and delegate it to others. And never beat yourself up.
Yeah.
I think every woman is honestly a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that. I actually think every man is too. And if we can't just not be hard on ourselves. So celebrate the wins and be happy about the small things and put some good habits. Then you can afford some bad.
Exactly. Yeah. So. You have to learn to, I think, segregating your life into different quadrants of, you know, I like the idea of turning off my brain when I come home from work and I don't want to think about work anymore. So I'm really trying to segregate my life into these compartments, compartmentalize, so that when I'm with the children, I'm 100% with the children. And then compartmentalizing work and then stress, like I have stress at different levels, taking care of parents or whatever, compartmentalize that so that you can function better where you are at the time.
That is actually the solution, and I would agree, and I believe I'm doing the same, because if you don't, it becomes overwhelming.
Very
I have
quickly.
To put things in small boxes and be in one box at the time. If I blend it all, it becomes a yarn like ball, and nothing is working out. So,
and that gives actually anxiety too.
It does. So if I would advise anybody, and this is actually good, this is a good conversation I'm going to bring somehow home to my kids. And again, teach them how to compartmentalize, because if you add it up, it becomes a mountain.
It does.
It does. And nobody is climbing a mountain thinking that they need to take one big step to the top. It's small little tiny steps, one at a time, and focus on that and not how far you need to go. Mm-hmm. So that's a good reminder. But I do believe talking about these things openly also in the workplace is actually critical. Because if you don't speak about it, everybody just assumes that, oh, she knows how to get it done. And they don't see all the things that aren't working. They don't see my mess, you know, in my closet. And they don't see, well, they do see my office, which is a mess. Everybody that has been in my office knows that there are piles and piles and it's not organized. But I think it's just human nature. And we need to be nice to ourselves and not too hard. And that's something especially women sometimes struggle with, me included.
Very
hard on ourselves.
This generation, I think, of 20 and 30-year-olds suffers from so much anxiety because they see all this pressure to be perfect on social media. They also probably feel that their moms and grandmoms are handling life perfectly, like with family and running a household, et cetera.
Oh, we don't.
But we don't. But I think you're absolutely right. You have to teach each other to compartmentalize. And we work hard on teaching our staff, like, okay, maybe you had a fight with your boyfriend, but you cannot bring that to work. You have to put your brain in your headspace and be happy at work and try to focus. And there's always going to be ups and downs in life. And you really have to enjoy the present moment by putting those away sometimes.
I also think we're exaggerating sometimes the impact. And someone told me many, many years ago when I also had a lot of anxiety and I was worried it wasn't good enough and you're a perfectionist and we're supposed to have a presentation and I couldn't see the 90 things I did right, you know, I just focused on the 10 that didn't go as I expected them. Nobody else knew, but I was disappointed. And they tried to help me with perspective, and that's another thing. So, okay, how much does this matter tomorrow?
Right.
In a week, in a month, in a year, in 10 years? There are so many things that don't even pass a week.
Mm-hmm.
No one would care. Mm-hmm. No one would care. It's forgotten in a week. And I think when you start thinking about that, it gets less anxious, you know, you actually lower the anxiety because you feel in the moment that this didn't really go well, but guess what? It's gone in a day. And the 10 years, I don't even know what lasts that long, you know. There are very few mistakes we make in life. There are a few, but there are very few mistakes that last that long. And I think if we remind ourselves about that, we don't need to beat ourselves up in the same way.
I think
be kind to yourself is important.
It's a very big life skill. What does the next 10 years hold for you? Have you thought that far? Do you have a global picture of where you want to be?
I have always done things. I've been very, very fortunate in my life. I got the opportunity to do things that I really care about and that I'm passionate about. And the common theme has always been health-oriented, make people either healthy if they are sick, or even better, prevent diseases in different ways, or in this case, support, you know, long-term skin health. I want to continue to do that. I really need to have that kind of mission for me personally. And I think this skin mission is huge. There's so much more to do, and I wish all the entire world could come see you that is educated, that can help them. It's like, this is your plan, this is what you should do, and they're going to come back 20 years later and say thank you. And if I can in the tiniest little part contribute to that, it's very, very motivating for me. So I want to continue working in this space. I think it's fantastic. And long-term health in general is, I believe, one of the most important things we can do. So I hope I'm doing that in 10 years too.
I hope so too. I think you guys are going to innovate and change and push other companies to perform better as well. And hopefully just the pyramid will grow and you'll continue to be at the top of like a very innovative setup because of the research and the pipeline and the quality ingredients.
We spend a lot of time and efforts into innovation. And I think you can never just rest. There's always new things. And you also need to figure out what is actually sustainable innovation and what is a fad. Because there are also a lot of things coming out that are short-lived, and it turned out that it wasn't really perhaps as beneficial as you initially thought. So that's a skill in itself, to be very disciplined when you look at innovation and look at it from multiple different ways to secure that this is actually something for the long term. But I hope I'm doing that for the next 10 years too, in some capacity. That's really what I want to do.
Amazing. Well, I think that you're such an incredible individual. Where can people find you if they wanted to reach out to you on your social platforms or handles?
So they can find me, and now embarrassingly, I'm not very good at social media, but you can find me at Revision Maria, is me, Revision Maria, and message me, reach out to me, and I'm actually a very responsive person, so I would love if there's anything that people have questions about the company or what we do or me, you know, just Revision Maria.
I love that. Send her some innovative ideas.
Absolutely. We always want to hear about innovative ideas.
Then Revision's main platform is on Instagram.
It is today. It's on Instagram.
And what's your handle there?
Revision Skincare.
Perfect. Well, there you have it, guys. Thank you so much, Maria, for your time and energy and thoughtfulness. It truly is really a pleasure and an honor to interview you
likewise.
Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Use the best skincare always. Do your research. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.